Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 22 for Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down sharply on Tuesday, with the November contract breaking below the key $480 per ton support level. The drop triggered some technical selling and kept the market's bias pointed to the downside. Canola values were anywhere from $8 to $11 lower, November down $10.50 at $475 per ton. Some spillover pressure also came from the weakness in outside oil seeds, including the Chicago soy oil market. Reports of canola harvest activities being underway in Western Canada added to the bearish tone, as did some spec selling. However, concerns about forecasts calling for wet weather slowing harvest progress in parts of Western Canada this fall were supportive. There's also still enough uncertainty about the size of the upcoming Canadian canola crop to keep some caution in the market. Stats Canwyll released its first production estimates for 2015-16 on Friday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn futures were firmer, while soybeans and wheat were in the red on Tuesday. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 10 to 14 cents lower. November down 12¾ cents at $9.04¼ a bushel. The declines were linked to forecasts calling for a favorable rainfall in the U.S. Midwest for the rest of August. Renewed concerns about slowing demand from China, as the country's stock market plunged again on Tuesday, further undermined values. However, the market was starting to look oversold, which helped to limit the losses. Corn values in Chicago were firmer. Values were anywhere from steady to 3 cents higher. December up 2¾ cents at $3.77¼ per bushel. Some of the advances were linked to reports that the U.S. crop's quality is declining. As of Sunday, 69% of corn was rated good to excellent, down from 70% the week prior, according to the USDA. Though forecasts calling for beneficial weather in the U.S. corn belt limited the upside. Chicago wheat futures were weaker, reacting to the arrival of beneficial heavy rain ahead of winter wheat seeding in the central U.S. plains. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 7 cents lower. December was down 5¾ cents at $4.98¾ per bushel. A strong U.S. dollar, large global supplies, and pressure from the advancing North American spring wheat harvest were also bearish. However, worries that rainy weather will slow U.S. harvest activities later this week limited the downside, as did oversold price sentiment. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.